Welcome.
Happy birthday, Carl.
Thank y'all.
So you're turning 36 now.
Yeah, I'm 36, pushing 40 now. I'm thankful for my dad and my mom for creating me on this day.
Did your parents have you young?
Yeah.
Wait, but they didn't create you on this day.
No. They birthed me this day.
This day.
But they
this
created
day.
You.
They nine created months me probably before. 9 months ago. Yeah.
Ago.
what was that then? Like, was I a... This is eight now.
So when did they...
I was a Christmas baby.
So they smashed in Christmas?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Winter.
Oh, during the holidays?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. One day they were like, yo, let's make a baby out here in Dubai. It's like, man, it's the holidays. Yeah. Why not? Ho, ho, ho.
Holy shit.
That's nice.
Cute. Happy birthday, Carl. You're old.
Yeah. What baby are you? What's your baby season?
I mean, I was born in March, so like, what? I'm not sure.
Wait, March is four? Three, no.
Three, yeah.
Three, and then six.
I'm not good at this.
Doing the math six? In my head. June, nine. You're a summer baby. You're a summer baby.
Whoa.
That's good. I like summer and spring and fall and everything.
That sounds like a PR answer. I just love absolutely everything about
you. But anything. What
I was May.
Do you know what hour like you were born in?
Hour?
Middle of the night. I know, yeah.
At 3 a.m. So I was partying.
Me too.
Oh, shit.
You too?
Partying. Oh, no, I wasn't. 1 a.m., but still, yeah. I guess that's partying hours.
Mine was like 3 a.m.
Okay.
Or 2 a.m.
Yo, cheers.
1, 2, 3, baby. Oh,
yo, cheers.
You think that's why we're night people? I would say I'm a night person.
I'm a night person.
Yeah.
I'm a, yeah, night person, definitely.
Yeah. Damn, dude. How do you feel now that you're, you know what's crazy? It doesn't go back.
Quarter life, man.
It goes just forward.
It's quarter life.
Another year. Yeah.
Quarter life?
Yeah, it's
quarter life.
25.
I know. But imagine like you only lived on Earth for 25 years. That's so short.
Right?
Like,
are
how?
Are you saying I'm dying right now?
But like, how does society
watch your back.
Society expect you to know so much by 25 that it's like, dude, I've been like on Earth for like only 25 years, and also I've been adult for like,
yeah, there's thousands of years of things to do here.
Even like when you're an adult between like 18 and 21, you're just still dumb. You don't know anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're still like figuring things out, you know.
When did you guys get a bank account?
18. Yeah.
14. I got it 14.
Because I came to Canada at 18.
Yeah, 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had no job. It always said zero. And then it always said that I just had
I would
no
receive
money
from the government, though.
Hey.
What?
Like,
the Syrian government?
Not assistance. No. When I was here.
Oh.
It's like GST and like these stuff.
I was 14. And I don't know. I didn't get shit.
Oh,
maybe I did, and it just got taken.
And your parents are just like.
But my grandpa would give me like $20. Then I'd save it for like 3 days, and I'd be like, Slurpee sick. Looks too good. So I would buy snacks. Just all my money was just on snacks.
Do you think it would have been better here if people dealt with cash only? Do you think it would be less, like people would like have, be in less debt? Because back home, like we only mostly had cash. And even when my dad would like save money, it would be just in a bag in the closet, like cash.
That's actually really smart. Because like you know that how limited your money is. Your
how
physical.
What?
You know how limited
exactly.
your money is.
You don't like get in credit debt.
That's
and stuff
what I was.
Like that.
I want to carry
smart.
Cash more because it's harder for me to give away a bill than it is to just tap my card.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of senseless when I tap my card.
Yeah.
Canada, all cash.
You guys remember when they got rid of the penny?
Oh, that was honestly that was actually pretty like convenient because we don't have to fucking carry a lot of pennies around.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Which is good. And yeah, it's very, I don't know, it's just very senseless to have, rather than just like rounding up.
Currency is crazy.
Rounding up and rounding
up. But I guess
down.
If you get robbed, then like that would be a problem because like, I mean.
You'll have a lot of weapons. Just
like well, fuck
because
you.
If your credit card gets stolen, you can just call the bank
and then
they can sort it
out.
But
if they take the cash, they take the cash.
Yeah.
It's immediate value. Liquid.
Yeah.
But
you're right.
If the world went to shit, what do you think would be the new currency? Because money wouldn't matter anymore if, like, the apocalypse happened.
Food?
Food! That's a good one.
Yeah.
Farming?
Gold?
Just water,
would we
probably.
Go back to gold?
Gold's cool.
I think we just took gold's all the cool, gold man. In the world.
Gold's such a, gold's such a fucking... Yeah, gold's such a people? Vibe.
This is what they this is what they do in Syria, actually, when, like, you marry a woman, or, like, this is how you marry a woman. Like, you mm-hmm. offer her parents, like, a lot of gold, and, like, you buy her jewelry and stuff, and she takes all that gold and, like keeps it as, like, a savings for that house. Cool. So it's, like, if shit goes down, they have the gold to sell and survive for, like, a while until he finds another job, or like anything. For just emergency, you know.
Yeah,
wow, that's
people really buy a lot of gold in my country. Like, it's a big thing, but here even the quality of gold is not that good.
Not that good. It's like
the gold everywhere else is better.
Yeah,
in Canada
here it's
they douse it with plated. Something else.
It's plated. It's not that big of value.
There's like specks of gold in it, maybe. Yeah. And then it's just
you
like
don't you don't know if it's pure. Like in my country, like you have like these people that like actually like check it and mm-hmm. like, you know, see if it's real or not. Here it's like, oh, it's gold, yeah. this, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
My mom is such a sucker for gold as well, because in Dubai, that's all she would do, just sell gold.
Oh.
Yeah, sold she would, gold?
Yeah, she sold gold.
How did she get the extra gold? Mobster activity. It's in the family.
Got it from the grandma, I guess.
Got it from something.
No, yeah, she used to just sell a lot of gold in Dubai, and then now she just has a lot of hoard, like a hoard of it. And
that's really nice.
She was like, you know what, Carl?
So where do you live again?
You know what, Carl?
I think we should visit you soon. Right?
I'm coming over, right?
Yeah. We haven't visited your house ever. So.
Yeah, I've been in there.
Yeah, true. Yeah, now you guys want
to
visit,
need,
huh?
We need to be friends with your mom. Yeah.
You bring the metal detector. We'll yeah.
I have a scale too. So,
Carl, you get the gloves. They're all from
UAE. So that's nice. it's pretty good quality, I think.
So you're just exposing your mom now.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey,
don't leave her alone, me, bro. Please.
Yeah. If you guys know who she is, leave her alone.
Speaking of Dubai, I was watching this girl's story on TikTok about like getting arrested in Dubai.
Yeah.
Did you hear that story?
No.
Okay. So apparently, like, just a long story. She's a girl from the UK.
Yeah.
All her life, she wanted to go to Dubai. She knew this boyfriend since like a long time, but he had a drug issue. So she just like ignored it. But like her family and friends told her, like, stay away from this guy. She's like, no, I like him. So when he moved to Dubai, so she decided that she wants to move to Dubai too. She went there because he was claiming that he's not on drugs anymore. And because in Dubai, this is a big deal. Like, yeah, you can't, it's taboo. Like, even drinking, like, there's a lot of regulations around it.
Mm-hmm.
Weed, don't even think about it, you know?
100% zero.
Yeah. So, yeah, so she went there. She had the best job that she could ever imagine. She's working and everything. And then one day, police just comes to their house and she gets arrested with him, you know?
Mm.
And then she just finds herself in jail and she doesn't even know what's going on. And everything's in Arabic, so it's like, she signed on papers and stuff, and apparently these papers said that she's admitting to be like guilty of something. Because in his system there was drugs, in her system there wasn't drugs, but like she kind of admitted that she was helping him or something, you know. But she wasn't.
She didn't read. She didn't know.
Exactly.
She doesn't know. Yeah.
But
she doesn't
know the drugs. Because apparently, like, I mean, it is so true. She was saying that, but it is actually so true that like in the Middle East, it's a man's world. They don't really care about women, what they say, what, like, sure, like when they get married, they take care of the woman. They like literally, they don't want her to work. Like, oh, please, let's just like get spoiled, you know? But like,
yeah,
in other ways, it's like demeaning, you know? Like, you're a woman, you're stupid, like, you know, you don't know what you're talking about, you know? So yeah, she gets arrested. She was talking about her jail experience. She's like, it's just a room with a lot of women in there. Some women even have babies, and the babies are in the jail too.
What the fuck?
What?
Yeah, imagine. And like, it's dark. Like, it's so dirty. They don't even give them clothes. They don't even give them like tampons for periods. It's like, and even some girls get arrested for like the dumbest things. Like, just taking a picture in front of someone's car. Or like, even some girls like get like sexually assaulted, and like they would just say, oh, like, you're a prostitute, like, just go to jail, like, you know. And she's like saying that a lot of innocent women are in there, and she got jail time for like 7 months.
Seven
and she
months.
Was innocent, because like they would just wouldn't believe her, you know. And she was saying that in the men's jail,
is there such thing as lawyers?
I mean, like, she didn't.
My right to attorney.
She didn't get a lawyer because she was innocent, right? So yeah. She was just waiting for them to investigate because she wasn't like she wasn't guilty of anything.
Oh, she would
right?
trust the law enforcement
exactly
because
she thinks it's like the same thing as like here maybe, you know. But it's not the same in these countries,
damn.
You know?
Yeah.
And then her family hired a lawyer for £30 in UK currency. And, like, they eventually got her out. But
that's good.
It was, like, her jail experience, like, the things that she's talking about. I'm like, what the? And they didn't even give them, like, books, papers, nothing. They're just sitting doing nothing for 7 months.
This is like a maximum security prison. It's just
it's a horror,
it's crazy.
It's a horror
like,
story.
And it's like
for
like,
the littlest, dumbest thing.
I know. And she was saying that like for the male jail, they have like a basketball court, they have video games, they have books.
Fucking spa.
Yeah.
They got like masseuse.
And it's like what is your problem? Like why are women treated like that? Yeah. You know, like and they didn't
That's
even do
up,
the crazy stuff. You know, it's like okay, like someone
Existing.
Was drink like. Someone was drunk or something, okay, like sure I arrest her, but like don't treat her like shit. Like it was horrible to hear about that. Like it got me so scared of Dubai. I'm like, it's not like I do crimes, but like I'm just scared that like anything that you would do is like
taboo.
You did something wrong.
Arrested.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's so scary.
Crazy. That's scary, man.
Because even in the West as well, it's very some of the prisons here are very, very luxurious.
Yeah.
You get like 3 meals a day. You fucking have a bed to sleep.
Yeah.
You have a lot of breaks to do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Like you can read
or
books.
Or at least they care about like what you're doing there. Like, okay, here's a book. Like, okay, here's something, you know, like it's not just like, you know, like a jail with like four walls. It's so crazy. Yeah.
That's why like they say like a lot of homeless people just purposely get, you know,
arrested
time.
Oh, so they can sleep.
So they can
have a bed.
Yeah.
For a
night. Yeah. That makes
There's
sense.
People in my town that used to, we called it the drunk tank. So when people just got too hammered,
the drunk tank,
like they would just like
everybody just got drunk there so much that they have this.
Pretty much, that's my community. I love you guys. Stay safe out there. The drunk tank. You would literally just like just someone that's passed out like on the ground or whatever. Just pick them up, bring them to jail pretty much.
Yeah.
And they have a bed to sleep on, shake it off, and they just wake up. They're like, oh yeah, you were hammered, passed out. And they're like, oh, okay, thanks for taking care of me. And then they leave. They just leave the jail. And I'm like, oh, it's a weird way to take care of the community. But it's kind of nice.
Yeah,
somewhat.
At least they take care of you there. They don't like just
don't let
you
just
you somewhere.
Stay outside on the ground.
Yeah.
Like because I've seen that. I've been a kid and walking past just like, oh, Uncle Ray Ray is just like in the ditch, like passed out. You just see that, and I thought it was very common.
Yeah.
Thing. Then I move to these towns, and I'm like, oh, everyone goes to church and hangs out. You know, it's chill. Yeah, but Dubai's that's.
Did you watch the show Orange Is the New Black?
Yeah,
I watched just few. Like, I think just watched one season and something, but then I got tired of seeing. Like jail people, but no offense. But
I watched it when I was like 15.
Oh, okay.
Just because I was a dumb 15-year-old, I was like, "Woman, oh,
woman." I mean, there is a lot of titties in there.
I know. I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Mom, it's educational. Like, it's just for the
learning the human body,
you know,
and the ways of prison."
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I always loved. I don't know if you guys ever watched a show called Charmed.
Oh no!
I grew up on the show.
I heard of it.
And that just,
you're telling
women
us
women are great. Women are great. That show is great. It's not like, it's just like about witches and shit. It's a very, very good show. I just put I just put the lady on and we watched
witches.
All
okay.
8 seasons.
I'm sold.
It's very good. It's 2000s, started in 1998. So, we're getting old.
There's this show now, new on Netflix, called Good Girls, Guide to Murder or something. Good Girls Guide to Murder. I
What's
binged
that about?
It in murder.
Nice.
It's a classic like high school murder type stuff, but it's very bingeable. It's really good.
Oh
yeah. And it's also very, very dark.
Damn.
I love it. I love dark stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of dark and witches as well, have y'all ever had like, I don't know, voodoo like around
voodoo,
you
voodoo
like
voodoo.
Witchcraft around you? I don't know, like you've witnessed some sort of
someone put a curse on somebody.
Yeah.
I think as a kid, probably some people like were trying to put curses on.
Really?
Yeah. It was just like a thing.
What?
I don't think anything happened though.
Oh shit.
Yeah. It was just like, oh,
they had like this ritual someone... and then you just saw them do it and then they're like.
I remember just going to someone's house and they're like super into it. Like, oh, let's do this. But I don't think anything happened though. It was just like a weird. The weird kid that did the weird thing.
The weird kid.
Yeah, I gotta just witness the weird guy.
Yeah, the weird emo kid.
Exactly.
So. Me, this guy's gotta die.
I heard stories like when, you know, when you get invited to like hang out with your mom's friends or like just even relatives and stuff, I would hear them talk about like making like magic for someone to like someone. Like, for example, they would like write a letter inside an envelope and like put it underneath the pillow of their husband or something. Oh, you know, to make them like, I don't know, like obsessed with them or something, you know.
I've heard of like love
poems. And I even heard like activity, one time it's like, oh, you can use your period blood, like period is like a very like a magical and a very kind of spiritual time that like you can manifest a lot of things, and you can also make someone obsessed with you through your period blood or something.
Whoa.
And it's so scary. Like,
that's intense.
That is intense, yeah. Because it's like, oh, that's why women bleed, because like, because we're like, I don't know, because so that we can use this blood for power and stuff. I don't know. For witchcraft and power. And I don't know. I'm not watching these.
So that's how you got your
book. You were hiding this power from us? That's crazy.
That's how she got her book.
See, men want everything. Even our blood. Even our period blood. They want to now we take it and use it. It doesn't work if it's like...
Girlfriend, I love you. I love you, my love. Holy shit. Would you ever do that?
I'm good off of that period blood. Because when I was growing up in... When I was growing up in Philippines, like there was this gay guy that was just really into witchcraft.
Oh wow!
Into witchcraft.
You're
I don't know.
You're not helping his case.
Oh my god!
Just kidding.
That was good. That was good. That was really funny. Oh my god. Anyways, what was he doing?
Yeah, he's very into witchcraft and. Because he was known as the quack doctor. I don't know if I already told this story in the podcast.
Doctor?
Yeah. When nothing else would work, and also just how kind of poor the community was, and we couldn't afford too much like health care and medical care.
Mm-hmm.
So we resorted to, you know, this gay guy who likes witchcraft, mm-hmm. you know? And
that's cool.
He, like, there was this one method that he had where a lot of the people from that community are that small strip of the town would just gather around him in his house, and just I saw it also. He had a like a bowl of water,
mm-hmm.
or like a like a container full of water, and then he would just have this candle,
mm-hmm.
as well, because there was also like two or three people in front of this water, like container water, who was also really sick as well. I didn't know them personally, but they looked really sick, and when they were just like sitting down, and then this guy was just putting this candle wax, just the dripping onto the water, right? And then it would solidify as well. And it would create this like weird abstract shape that would look like, I don't know, something kind of like an image of some sort. And then
the ball sack.
Yeah. And then it would either like, he would just say like, it would either look like a demon, or it would look like a person that would help them, stuff like that. That's how he saw it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he would just like I don't know, do sort of
eyes roll back,
like
to the
roll
head
back, and then, you know, just kind of be like, he felt like he was tweaking. Bro. Like,
yeah, I want to
like
do that
while
job.
Ripping the candle wax on the water. Like,
oh yeah.
I do believe in this stuff.
Yeah. And then also just in the week after, the 2 weeks after as well, those three like people that were sick, they were okay. They were good.
That's crazy.
How many weeks?
Like two or three,
this is a normal time for someone to get
healthy, right? Yeah. That's kind of like your immune system is working.
Yeah.
But
But he's like pulling references. I mean, he's like, look, see?
I feel like it's also like kind of like a hypnotization. It's like, it's the same thing. Like when you tell
people
someone.
Quit cigarettes. Yeah.
It's the same thing with doctors. Like if the doctor told you, oh, you're going to die, like you're going to be so worried and have so much anxiety that you're going to actually die, you know? But if he told you it's nothing to worry about, you're going to be fine, just, you know, take this medicine.
It's kind of like
the placebo effect. It's not just the medicine, it's also what the doctor told
you. The brain is super powerful.
True. Yeah.
The body, the human body does wonders
every
single day that we just don't
even. Because that's why an anxiety destroys your gut, destroys, like literally even your hair, your skin looks different when you're anxiety.
Your thinking can eat away at your body.
Yeah, but if you're feeling better, then you can see it in your face and everything.
You get a glow. Yeah. That's why they say the natural glow.
Yeah,
I've been feeling really great. So you're gonna glow.
Yeah.
Very true.
And even like I took a course in SFU about like this, like olden rituals and stuff.
Yeah.
And they were talking about like all the witchcraft and stuff like that. And it's like so real that like these things happen, and that's why like when back in the medieval times, that's why they got scared of witches and they started killing them. And just like if you see a witch, you should report it so that they would kill her, because they got so scared of women. That like these bitches, like they can do stuff, you know, and like we need to get rid of them. So that's why, like,
or sometimes they just use like, you know,
that as an excuse,
the commonsensical thinking now for medicine and shit like that, and then they would like, oh my god, fucking witchcraft, burn her at the stake,
yeah. So crazy,
like a band-aid, like, oh my god, fucking witchcraft,
humans suck. You ever realize you treat women horribly?
No,
not good.
No,
but speaking of like hoodoo, I remember there was a period of my life where I would wake up with like a lot of scratches on my back. Like I would just wake up and there'd just be a ton of scratches on my back, just from like,
which is like a sign that like some demons were messing with you when you were asleep.
I guess so. Little freaks.
my mom would tell me that if I wake up with bruises, she's like, oh, like these maybe are demons. Like just
I had a partner that was kind of worried about that too.
Yeah,
that was like, oh, like something must be with you,
dude.
That's like coming at you,
and
like wants something. And I was like, all right, cheers.
Because there's demons that fall in love with humans.
Shit, he saw my ass. Yo, once. He was like, riz, yo, I gotta follow that around.
He got that riz, dog.
That's how much riz I got. Dude, I pulled a demon. Dude, you guys pulled a girl. I pulled a demon, bro.
Maybe it's a demon girl.
A girl
demon.
I have a girlfriend demon. Sorry. I'm a one
and
woman
sometimes
man.
If they get jealous of your partner, they will try to like make problems between you and your partner so that you stay alone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we're good.
Yeah. One time I had a bad dream and I woke up and I felt like there's someone next to me in the bed. I swear to God.
Oh no.
I felt like someone touched me. No.
Oh,
what the fuck? You say his name?
No. It wasn't my partner. I wasn't even in a relationship back then.
Oh.
I wasn't even in a relationship. And I felt someone like literally touching my waist.
That's crazy.
I got so scared. I didn't even want to look back. I was like, I don't want to see who's that.
Like I used to wake up like same thing. Like something, because my closet is very dark, but it's always like I keep the thing open. It's always like there's something just standing there.
Yeah.
And it's just watching me. And then there was one weird night where I was like laying on my side. And it was like something's behind me and just said Cameron. And then I turned around and I like woke up like out of my sleepy haze. And I was like, there's nothing there. It's like Cameron. But it wasn't, none of this stuff felt evil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll say that. None of it felt like bad.
Okay.
I didn't get like freaked out.
Maybe
like,
someone
scared.
Was just watching over you. You know.
I guess so.
What if you were a ghost, what type of ghost would you be? Like what would you do?
I'll just hang around,
Watch
people, I guess. I don't know, what would you do? You can't play games.
Yeah,
you can't
really
watch.
Do anything.
I would watch movies. I'd go to movie theaters. I would haunt movie theaters and just watch movies.
You can finally live your dream of just, you know, not missing out on stuff.
Yeah.
For artists, you know, that you looked up to.
On artists, listen to music.
Yeah.
I would just consume entertainment.
You're just the normal Cameron.
You don't even have to, like...
ghost drinking in the corner and listen to Frank Ocean. I would just be me.
I would follow an artist, like, to their world tour, you know?
That's a good idea. Yeah. I would go backstage a lot and see what people do.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Gambino. Yeah, was he hanging out?
We're so creepy.
It is creepy, but, like... humans
stop.
Humans entertain other humans. That's
at
like
least,
what
I
we
mean,
do.
True. At least if I'm dead, I want to do something fun. Like I'm not gonna go sit around and cry. You know,
I'm not gonna be a human. I'm a little fucking ghost. I can just do
anything.
I
would like sit on top of a big building. Then like, okay, let me just, and then you just fly off.
Yo, flying?
You wouldn't die. Flying like
is so no. underrated.
Yeah, what if you died twice? Yo. I don't know. I don't know. I think at some point you would get bored though. Because you're like, oh, I saw everything.
But you never know. Maybe there's like afterlife entertainment. Like, true. I don't know. You never
what
know.
What if there's a whole second world of ghosts? Right? Exactly. Like you go and there's like, oh, shit, that but, ghost playing piano.
I don't know if
this
you guys.
This is what they say in my culture. Like in this world that we live in, mm-hmm. there's like a third dimension or something where demons and other souls and stuff live in.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
they can see us, but we can't see them. And that's why sometimes ooh. When you feel like something is moving and stuff, it's because they live in this dimension, but we just can't see them.
Yeah,
and some of them are
and
freaks.
And there's goods and there's evils. So yeah. you just need to like.
You think the goods have mindful. Fun with some of the evils, or yeah. the evils have some fun with some of the goods?
I don't know. Yeah.
You think there's some good evil demon babies?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think you would just live another life? Yeah. I don't know. Like just a whole, you just do it again. I like reincarnation.
Yeah. I like this idea, but I want to remember who I was.
You know, there's a yeah. there's a theory. There's like a there's a some philosopher did this. He was like. You are pretty much like you, like as a whoever the thing is, you live through every single life on earth, like hundreds of millions of years. You live every single life, you are everybody. Like, you are Hitler and you are the Jews he killed.
Oh, no,
you are everybody. Okay. Like, you are the good, you're all the bad. I've you're everything. This, and then, yeah. as soon as you've lived all those lives, you become a god.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then a
yeah.
new a new
it's a cosmic Kazakhs.
Then there's a new cosmic.
Oh yeah,
star.
Yeah. It's like this is like Buddhism. It's like you keep like getting
you
going up,
as
up,
a new
up,
life,
up and then
new
until
life.
You're a god. So for example, they say like you know how celebrities are in this world, like
yeah.
kind of like oh. gods. Mm-hmm. In another world, maybe they're not there yet. But
yeah.
like same thing, maybe you're in another world, you're a god too.
Yeah. But it's like we are
there.
All each other.
Yeah.
True. Like I yeah. am you are me. Like we are all the same. And so it's like all the good you do, all the bad you do to everybody, you're just doing to yourself. That's like the deepest part of that.
Yeah.
It's like, so everything you give and put out.
That's crazy.
Is to yourself as well.
Yeah. There's a good video yeah. about it. The science
do you know
guy.
Who it is by?
The
I'm
philosopher,
something.
I'm not sure.
It's a rough quote, but it's something
yeah.
I read about, but I can't remember.
I definitely saw
yeah.
a video like that.
It's a video that was also adapted by Kars Kazagd and then. It's called like the egg theory.
Oh, I saw that.
The
oh.
egg theory.
I think it is that. Yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that. And then it was just this entity or thing or us or
yeah, you're,
you know, this person that was
your blank canvas.
Yeah, the blank canvas.
Who is everything?
Yeah, who is everything? And then there's this god just like telling him, "Oh, hey, you're finally awake," you know? And like,
yeah.
"Oh, where am I?" Like, "Oh, you're dead." And I'm like, "Oh, really? What happened?" And then, "Oh, this is you. This is your past life. Now this is going to be you in the next life." And then, "Oh, really? So it's just going to be that?
It's just him.
It's just going to be meaningless?"
Over,
like
over.
That. Like, no, you're going to be living through all of this. And then one day you'll become like me, a god.
Yeah, which is really cool.
Yeah. I was like, oh, shit.
It's like, that's a cool idea.
It's a really good video. It
yeah.
got me like to really think about like
yeah.
theoretically. Oh, that's
it's
kind
of cool.
It's a cool
idea.
Because I doubt the idea of like heaven and hell. Because mm-hmm. like there's... Like the more you get into psychology, the more you realize like humans are way too complicated to just be like
the human nature.
You're
crazy.
This and you're that, you know.
Yeah,
like we're
like
everything.
Binary,
like,
just
yeah, we're
obviously,
everything.
Obviously,
the
there's
good.
Like very evil, fucked up people, but like
yeah.
even these evil people, like they're fucked up for a reason. They're mm-hmm. not just woke up and they're like
fucked
evil.
Up.
Yeah, like there's something going on in their head that's
yeah.
wrong. You know, it's just like how does
you're
God decide
in someone's
like
story.
Okay, this
yeah.
person is mentally ill.
Yeah.
This person's not like it's. Complicated,
yeah.
you know?
It's scary.
Yeah.
Humans are everything, all the good, all the bad. It's wild.
I know.
Proud to be human. I don't know. Anyways, this is why we're drinking these sodas. To not think about it too much. No. Segment?
Should we? But I remember you were.
Oh, yeah. Do you have
something.
Another thing?
What was I going to say something?
I don't know. You were going to say something about.
Talk about voodoo.
Oh,
voodoo.
I was going to say a story about the dream I had as well.
Recently?
Well, there was a, yeah, it was pretty recent, like a month ago.
Did you shave
ago.
Your mustache?
Did I? Yeah, I did.
Whoa. Sorry, I just noticed this. I was like, why is there...
I didn't really notice, honestly.
I don't yeah. grow enough hair, so I just, I like to admire other people's beards.
Thank you for
continue.
Noticing.
Continue, sorry.
Yeah. No, we were talking about dreams earlier. I was like, oh shit, I had a dream. I had a dream, or have I have a dream. Sorry. Shout out to MLK. No, I have a dream. I had a dream because I vaguely remember it now, but there was just an intruder basically in the house, in our house. I think I already told you this story.
It was me. I was trying to get the gold. We were trying to get the gold.
And you don't know, right? Because like, obviously you're in a dream. You think everything is real, yeah. Right? And you're living this life, right? And we were all just sleeping in this one room. Very, very nostalgic as well for me, because like, that's how I basically grew up, just sharing rooms with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And my brother was there, who I haven't seen in a while. My nephew was there as well too. So basically some of the boys in my family, immediate family. Mm-hmm. And you know, I just woke up and went to work, nothing happened. But then when I came back, like the same, like just the same day, and it's already night, I got back to the same room, and then they were still there. You know, they're sleeping now, right? Because it was late at night. Mm-hmm. And then I heard some like scuffling in the kitchen, and I went to check as well, and it was just this like really obscure looking person or something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just sitting down on a couch, just like chilling. And I was like, why? Like,
did
it
look familiar? The fuck?
No, like it was just this random person, I don't know, a random thing. And I was like, why the fuck are you here? It's the middle of the night. What the fuck?
That's what you said? Get to sleep. Go to bed, you fuck.
In my head, I was like, why the fuck are you here? And then the thing just looked at me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I couldn't recognize it. It was just a very obscure face. And
did it just have eyes?
Somehow I just didn't really, I didn't felt like scared. I just felt uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable, yeah.
Like it was just like, okay, you're just staring at me. Like it's just in my head, like I was talking. And then the thing stood up. And then I, you know, went to, you know, the rooms to check my brother. And then I woke them up and, you know, they were heavily asleep. I was like, oh, fuck, nobody's waking up. And then my mom as well, I woke her up a bit, like in her room. And she woke up. And then I was like, mom, you got to check this out. There's somebody in the fucking living room. And then I went to check, and the person is by the door already. And they left. And I woke up, and next thing I knew, like, it was just my mom, like, waking me up at 4:44 a.m. Mm-hmm. And my mom was basically telling me, Carl, you were yelling at your sleep.
Really?
You were yelling at your sleep. I was like, oh, really? I was. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then my mom went back to sleep, and I was like, oh, okay. And then the next morning, we talked about it, and I was like, you know, you had that yelling, you know, dreaming thing when you were sleeping at, like, around 4:44 a.m.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you should look that up. Maybe that means something.
Do you ever think,
like,
demons infiltrate our dreams?
That's what creeps me out. Yeah. Like, these people that you see in your dreams that have, like, you haven't seen before.
Yeah.
But I swear, one time, I also saw, like, a random old guy.
Yeah.
Just kind of, like, killing someone in the street. And then he stared at me like that. That's
scary, bro.
And I was in the SkyTrain or something in the dream. And I swear to God that one time, I was in the food court and literally saw a guy exactly like him. And I just got so scared. I was like, no. Did I just see that person's life, that he killed someone? I was so scared. I was like, I don't know. It feels what creepy. Like, fuck? Who are these random people that we see in our dreams?
I think we, like, collect images of faces.
People.
Yeah.
Unconsciously. Subconsciously.
True.
It's like, we just see so many people all the time.
Yeah.
That you're just like, I think your brain just clocks.
Or maybe
it.
It's people that are stuck in your social media. that you don't know of.
And then you just like scroll past, and then your subconscious is like,
everyone's
okay.
Cooked. Even your dreams are about social media. Like, whoa.
Like, maybe it's people that they know you, but you don't know them.
Yeah.
Which is even creepier. Oh.
Nah, man. Also, did you guys ever dream of a lot of, you know, things and snippets of your dream? And then, in, you know, when you're just living
life
awake.
It happens.
And it just happens in front of you.
That happened a lot.
It's like sort of like a deja vu, but it happened in your dream and now it's happening in
real
life.
Or sometimes I have continuations of dreams. Like I sleep and then I continue a dream that I had before.
Yeah.
I love those. Yeah. Those are fun.
It's like another episode or something.
Yeah. Like I'm in the second half of the season.
Yeah.
No.
They always say like dreams could be like other like versions of you.
I think it's like a past life sometimes.
Some say it could be past, could be future, it could be
same time.
So scary. But like imagine how vulnerable you are when you're sleeping. Like
anything
can happen.
We just sleep.
Yeah.
We just sleep. No, like, how trustful is the world? We just sleep. Like, there's nothing. Anything could happen.
Yeah, we're so vulnerable when we're sleeping.
It's so cute, almost.
So quirky. It's scary. Like, so cute.
Because I live in a house with a bunch of, like, people. Everyone just sleeps.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
A car could just drive through the wall, crush me.
That's it. Like, God forbid. Don't say that.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, it's just like, whoa.
I know. It's so vulnerable.
We just trust the world.
No.
We just trust the world to be eyes closed, unconscious.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's scary. Mm-hmm. The world is scary.
We went a bit existential.
Monday.
Monday.
Happy do you want to do
I think it's the gloomy weather. Because today is
probably
bit gloomy.
Yeah, we've had sunny days, like, constantly recently. So, like, this one gloomy day, we're like, get depressed immediately. the world's horrible. Like, dreams are scary. Yeah. Demons are after us. Segment, yes.
Yeah.
Babs will... Also, we were on Eddie Lamb's podcast.
Oh, yes.
Coming out out this 16th. Friday. So this Friday.
Yes.
I do want to preface. I think we called you Babs once.
Mm-hmm.
And then Eddie kept using the word. He just kept calling you Bob.
Oh, Bob. My God.
He's like, oh, where's Bob, 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 Bob.
Oh, my God.
Bob's. And I was like, I didn't want to correct it. I don't know. I think there's halfway through the podcast, I was like, oh, Rabob. Like, Rabob. I said your full name.
Yeah, Rabob.
But he still kept using Bob.
It's so crazy because my Siri calls me Bob, too.
Like, oh, really?
Or like, Siri? Or, like, sometimes, like, when I'm getting, like, a voicemail, or, like, there's, like, this new transcribing thing for voicemails.
Yeah.
For voice messages. And
it says Bob.
It says Bob instead of Rabob. And like,
Rabab.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Bob. But yeah, that's just like a little heads up.
That's okay.
This Friday.
First, would you rather? That's very stupid one.
Oh.
Mm.
Would you rather have all chickens shrink to the size of mosquitoes or have all mosquitoes grow to the size of chickens?
Oh.
I think I'd have to do the mosquitoes to the size of chickens.
No.
Really? Why? I would rather have chickens to the side of mosquitoes.
Yeah, but then how much food does the world lose?
I mean, we'll find other eggs.
No, but not just eggs, meat.
Yeah, that's like a proper percentage of the livestock.
We lose the full thing. Like so many people use chicken as a substitute for other types of protein.
But yeah, also,
the size of mosquitoes is not big.
Yeah, but like we live in a place that mosquitoes aren't really that common here.
Yeah.
But no, they are.
Where
the
do you
other,
go?
The other day, like, me and my...
Well, where I live, there's not.
Literally, we were, like, just walking, like, after the sun went down. The mosquitoes were literally attacking me. Big ones.
Yeah. But I feel like maybe we would...
I was so scared. I was shouting in the park. Because we found swings. And then suddenly...
So funny.
The moment I sat on the swing, all the mosquitoes came to my legs. And started just shouting.
Yeah.
That was so scary.
Yeah. They wanted that blood. That power.
And also mosquitoes are like essential for the ecosystem. Like if you decide...
Are they?
Yeah, it is. They are.
Are
yeah.
they? I thought if...
Because scientists... I don't know how... I heard that but like from a YouTube video too. But like scientists were looking into like just kind of like removing mosquitoes just because like no one likes
them. What happened?
Yeah.
But then if you inject them with something that only affects them and like kills all of them, that will also destroy a lot of things, you know? Like it was just...
Yeah.
Like imbalance.
Nature always has a balance. Yeah. Have you guys noticed that? There's always...
So
one
now imagine mosquitoes are that big, like a chicken.
This is this is why I thought like if they were
that big.
But
imagine having mosquito pets.
Yeah, no. What if it's cute?
No.
But like I was gonna
be like,
I don't
want fucking blood all over my fucking place, dude.
Oh yeah, because they suck blood.
Yeah.
And plus
freak ass mosquitoes.
Yeah, I would rather lose chicken. Shit. Yeah.
It's just cause like...
But then imagine like the chicken would be so small.
It's
that
tiny. And you're like, yo. No, we put them in Tic Tac bottles. Pop up like Tic Tacs. Yeah. But like the mosquito, cause I thought, I was like, oh, we'll just make them big. But then we just... Humans will go out of our way to kill all of them.
Yeah.
Like, we'll make them extinct. I promise you, if that was the case, we would.
Yeah, it'll be a war against
mosquitoes.
I
didn't know about the ecosystem thing.
Yeah,
so then we're screwed more. But then they might fuck up the ecosystem even more if they're bigger, though.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
It might make them worse. So
they might kill us.
We would mass kill them, I bet. Like, humans... You know, humans... We survive.
Yeah.
You know that? We don't fuck around.
Yeah, true.
Humans will
destroy.
Find
a way.
Adapt.
Like, we'll kill... Yeah, we would exterminate mosquitoes for sure.
I will definitely.
Yeah, all you gotta do is like
World War III mosquitoes.
I will go out of my way to exterminate them.
Yeah, it'd be fun. It would create jobs. You'd be a mosquito killer, like mosquito hunter, and
it'll be part of the culture. You know,
yeah, see, like this is very
shit.
And we don't lose chickens. We can still use it as a.
We can just, food. I guess, like have a way to like multiply chickens a lot so that we have a lot of them. Yeah. And then we just have like tiny chickens. So like, you know how ground beef is?
Oh yeah, like
is?
A nutritious we can pack just, of chicken.
We can just have ground chicken and that's
how
it.
Expensive would that chicken
honestly,
become?
Honestly, yeah.
The chicken becomes so chicken it's like a pack. Gourmet thing now.
But do you know chicken, I also heard about that. Chicken is like one of, like it used to be like one type of the dinosaurs and like it was, it's like even like older than the dinosaurs like.
And they've been hanging around.
Yeah,
they've been
they survived a lot of things.
Now,
yeah.
now they're Kentucky Fried Chicken, man.
They used to look different too, but now that's like the smaller version of them.
Yeah. Whoa! Ooh. I'm glad. Yeah. They taste
me.
So good.
They taste so good, bro.
So don't take me for my word, but that's what I heard.
Humans are crazy. Yeah. We eat everything on.
Because
like,
if you look at the chicken legs,
chickens
like,
get
the feet of the chicken.
It looks like dinosaurs.
It looks like dinosaurs. Yeah. So
we saw chickens. We're like, oh, we're going to eat you. But not only eat you, we'll eat your babies. We eat everything, dude.
I even
the
saw
eggs.
People eat, like, chicken legs.
Yeah, I've seen chicken feet. Yeah.
But
chicken
I haven't tried that.
Oh, I don't know.
Chicken feet?
I think someone told me it was, like, just...
In Philippines, it's really... Yeah, it's a really favorable...
Have you had?
It's a really favorable dish. It's called Adidas.
Adidas?
Yeah, like Adidas? Like the shoe. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Because it's three stripes.
Yeah.
Damn.
Those. Yeah, exactly. Whoa. Very perceptive.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dude, why doesn't Adidas sponsor chicken? We're the chicken of the world.
Adidas Philippines.
Imagine like branded chicken. Like Adidas chicken.
What brand did you get? Oh, I got Nike. Oh, you got
Nike chicken.
You got Crocs? You got the Croc chicken?
That's crazy.
I like Nike. Yeah. I like my chicken exclusively Yeezys. No, okay, next one.
Yeah.
Would you rather not... Would you rather never pay for gas again or never pay for electricity again?
Never pay for gas again.
Never pay.
Because I drive a lot, that's for sure. And electricity is pretty reasonably priced right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not bad.
True.
Yeah.
Fair enough. And gas is fucking
expensive.
Obscene.
That shit just goes up and down.
Yeah. Shit.
It's like a stock market.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Okay, easy. We all agreed.
Yeah, we all agreed.
Cool. We all agreed. We didn't have to fight for a case.
Okay, that's question for the guys.
Mm. Oh.
Would you rather date a daddy's girl or a daddy issues girl?
Oh. If I'm 20, daddy issues girl. As I get older, probably daddy's girl.
Yeah.
It sounds, I don't like the way that sounds, but like. A daddy woman.
Daddy woman. Yeah, because I feel like the daddy's girl would just, you know, have those values and, you know, morals just kind of instilled in our kids.
Mm.
True.
Yeah. But, yeah.
I could relate to the daddy issues guy. Girl
my younger
more.
Years, yeah, for sure. Daddy issues.
Yeah.
Little freak. Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
What about you?
Daddy issues, mommy issues guy?
Mm-hmm.
Or mommy issues?
It's so crazy because I always end up with mommy issues guys.
Oh.
Oh. Wow.
We love you, her partner.
I always, like, because I'm the older sister. Because I mean, no shade to any, like, anyone that I ever had. But, like, because I'm the older girl. So I always, not the older girl, like, oldest sister in my siblings. I always get the youngest. Guy in
like
his
the
family.
Youngest sibling of
yeah I always get the youngest guy.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and I feel like I don't know, maybe they're drawn to like me being serious or like unconsciously, I don't know.
You're pretty serious, like you have serious tonality
a little bit. Yeah,
you have a serious tonality.
Yeah, and sometimes I try to break that cycle but it just never breaks.
It's just that's just the way your voice I think is
maybe
like what's mine is a very cartoonish like abrupt, I don't know, loud I guess.
Yeah,
like Kyle's is very calming.
Yeah
but
what's
like
a
no,
mommy
my
issue?
My partner is like a very good relationship with his mom, so
yeah,
no, I'm not saying like I always, but kind of
there's parts in there.
What's
like a mommy issue, like example?
Homelander.
Oh.
Boom, problem solved.
All right, I got it now.
I think it's guys that like didn't like, I guess their mom over control their life.
Yeah.
You know?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah.
And then in turn, what happened to them? What happens to them?
They just, like, for example, they probably just want to get treated like a kid.
Yeah, because, and also, yeah.
They act like a kid.
Because their mom, like, babied them too much.
Yeah, exactly.
So that, like, they expect that from you too.
Yeah.
And, like, they're looking for a girl that is, like, taking care of them, you know? And, like, that's why I also there's, like, red flags in guys. And, like, they always say, like, don't go for a guy that is, like, expect you to be their mom. Because it's, like, there's guys that are, like, I only want a girl that can cook for me, clean for me, and do all these things.
Crazy. No.
And it's, like, I'm not your mom. Like, you know?
Yeah,
I am not your
mom. All the guys in my family had to teach a lot of the women in my family how to cook.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Which is kind of cool.
The guys?
Like, yeah, my grandpa taught my grandma how to cook.
Yeah.
My stepdad taught my mom how to cook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. It's kind of... And funny enough, my partner doesn't really know how to cook.
Yeah.
She can cook, like, basic stuff, but, like...
Yeah.
I'm the cooker on the side.
And same. Yeah. My partner, like, kind of encouraged me to cook. I didn't really cook before him.
Yeah. No, my... Yeah, I think my mom... She instilled... individuality, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, very,
which,
like,
is really important.
You're a person.
Yeah.
Take care of your shit.
Yeah.
Because
some guys just, like, look at me. I cook, I clean. And it's like, you're
supposed to.
It's like, you're a human being. Don't you wipe your shit?
Yeah.
Wipe your shit because you're a human. Like,
yeah. Do all the shit. Like, clean. You gotta clean.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I grew up cleaning the bathroom. Like, there's one weird story. Not weird story, but my mom was like, clean the bathtub. And I was like, okay, bet. Clean the bathtub. And there's, like, streaks. She wanted it polished, like, shiny, like, very clean.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, I couldn't do it. And I was like, I don't know what to do. And I was like 11. I was like, Mom, what? Like, I don't know how to clean it. She would just use your elbow grease. Like, really use your strength. Get in there. I thought she literally meant, I was like, oh, my elbow grease? So I was like rubbing my elbow on the bathtub, like, trying to.
Damn.
And she walked in. She's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm listening. I'm using my elbow grease. Yeah, and that was a dumbass moment. You know when you take things too literal?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't. She's like, no.
I do that.
Obviously, she, like, broke out laughing.
I did that.
She's like, no, you just, like, get in there. Like, use your strength.
Yeah.
But she saw me just rubbing my elbow on this bathtub.
That's so funny, actually.
That's such a kid. Yeah, I was just trying to do my job, man. Yeah, funny.
That's so funny.
Next segment? Or is there how many left?
Wait. It's just one more. Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, would you rather have a magic van that can teleport you anywhere you want and time travel anywhere you want, or a magic ring that when it touches a book, you absorb all the knowledge inside?
Those are very good.
No,
I think
I feel like if you time travel,
teleport. The van for
sure. You'll learn more.
My own mystery van.
that's too luxurious. Yeah. Like, teleport anywhere you want,
anywhere.
Anytime you want.
That could be fictional too, right?
Imagine the stories you would write.
Yeah,
true.
Oh, I went back to 1908 and saw a fish that looked different. Okay, maybe I would be boring. I don't know. I would use the teleporting more than the time thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck with time. I really.
Because I wouldn't do the book. Because I feel like traveling teaches you a lot. Anyways.
Already.
And the thing is, no one wants to hear about your book. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't have open conversations about, like, the Sapiens book that I've been reading. Like, no one cares. Like.
And
I know everything through this book.
And
they're
also,
like, okay, don't tell me.
And also, ignorance is a bless.
True. Too much knowledge will make you depressed, I think.
Yeah.
So I think, like, people would rather hear, like, oh, I went to New York in a couple seconds.
You'll be the biggest influencer.
Yeah, hey guys, come with me. Get ready with me to go to Bali.
Medieval times.
Bus.
Yeah. Oh, I just post TikTok. So, like, just come with me to medieval times.
And he was just stressed.
What if you do all that, but you die in, like, the past?
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. Honestly, there's very big chance that you
things
would die.
Things to avoid. Yeah.
Because you don't even know the rules there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Scary. Yeah. What if you go back and they're like, Carl's a witch. Kill us.
He has this magic fucking wagon.
He's got a fucking mystery
with no
van.
Horse.
I know, right? Imagine you travel to that time and they see your van
and
you're
you
like,
gotta,
who's
like,
that?
Damn. And then you, like, go back, pick up Abraham Lincoln.
They'll put you on
bring
a cross.
Bring him to here.
Yo,
here,
gap
Abraham,
up,
let's
Abraham
make a TikTok
so
account
good
for you. Like, let's go live. Yeah, I would bring historical figures to different spots in time and just show them.
Yeah.
Like, hey, like, fucking Tupac.
You'll look, fuck up history.
Yeah. Well, I don't care. Also, recently, put everybody back.
Recently, I learned that Will Smith raps.
Yeah, you know, he started out as a rapper. Yeah,
I did not know that. I saw him on TikTok rapping.
It was him and DJ Jazzy Jeff from the 90s.
Okay, because... Yeah, then my partner showed me like his music and it's like very popular. I'm like, I did not know that. Yeah. Because now he released a new song and he looks so ridiculous like singing. Because he was like, oh my God, I'm this, I'm proud.
It's very PG.
Yeah.
It's very like, which is cringe.
For the family at home.
And it's cringe because like his son is rapping now. So it's like, Jayden, leave the spotlight.
Yeah. Jaden's got some good songs.
Exactly. So I'm like, leave the spotlight to your son. Like, why are you like rapping now all of a sudden? Like, wrap it up, you know?
Wrap it up. You know that should be your catchphrase. Hey, wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
I know.
I could just wrap it up.
Because he done a lot of movies. He's done a lot of things. Like, just retire and go somewhere. Like, stop. Like,
remember when he slapped Chris Rock?
Stop, please.
At the Oscars?
Oh, yeah.
The slap around the world.
Did we talk about that?
Isn't that crazy?
That was a while ago.
But honestly, it's not crazy because celebrities are humans, too. Yeah.
I don't think we were even doing this podcast when that happened.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we weren't, He just got so emotionally manipulated by Jada. You know, that
his wife?
Yeah.
Jada, yeah.
That thing.
That's crazy because he a comedian too? Will Smith?
Yeah, he does acting.
Yeah, it's just like comedy, man.
Multi-talented guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he used to date Margot Robbie back in the 2000s.
No.
They were dating.
Also, when Jada was doing all that shit, he was like, yeah.
I see so many memes of like, damn, Will really dropped the bag. Or like dropped this like...
He fumbled.
Yeah, fumbled. Yeah. There we go. That's the one. He fumbled the bag. The lady.
Yeah, I would want to see their babies.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, Margot and Will.
Oh my God.
That'd be crazy.
I don't want his wife to hear this podcast, but yeah. Wait, are they divorced?
They're like...
I think so.
They're like the fucking Facebook It's Complicated thing.
Oh my God.
Remember when Facebook used to have that? Did you?
I always put mine as It's Complicated.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No. That's so funny that you're like, I could just put my drama out there. Let everybody know.
No.
Mine was always single. Yeah. The only time I used it was when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're 14 and it's complicated. What the fuck you going?
I know, but I would always do that so that people ask me, what do you mean it's complicated? I'm like,
you just wanted the attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when you like gave yourself nosebleeds.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
That's a throwback to episode 2.
Oh mom, my nose is bleeding again.
No, that was crazy.
I used to be that guy who just like posts memes. Just like
yeah,
I'm that dude.
I was always just trying to become like I was trying to become an entertainer.
I was an admin for a group that had a lot of people, grown people. Like I was the youngest there, I think, and I'm the one that is an admin, and I would make like the cover for the group and post things and keep the engagement. I'm like, I can't.
You were a mod, bro.
Yeah,
you were a moderator
on Facebook, and like a lot of like literally like. Even adults, they don't even know that I'm a kid. And I'm just like out there just like making posts. And it was, I think it was called Girls versus Boys. So I would let guys and girls fight like in comments and stuff.
Oh.
And it was just like really cool. And I'm like, I was literally 13, 12.
So
and
growing up, you just really loved drama from the get-go.
Yeah.
You're an enigma.
Because I knew like if I make it girls versus boys, people will like, engage a lot, you know?
Tons of drama.
You knew.
Tons of content.
No. Scary.
Honestly, I miss these days. Because what happened now, you know? Like, I still do that now.
Oh my God. I know. So, even from our first podcast, you were like, I think that's the problem with difference between men and women.
Yeah.
You were trying to start some shit immediately. Oh. The first episode. And I remember just looking at Carl. Funny. Rabab is a character.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's a podcast.
Yeah, that's the podcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you guys for watching. This episodes will come out every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday again to Carl.
It's my birthday.
This Friday, tune into Eddie Lamb's podcast we featured. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we didn't have Bob, but we talked a lot about her.
Yeah.
In the episode.
You gossiped.
Yeah. Shout out to Eddie Lamb.
Very positive ways.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Very positive.
And talked about how literally came. About first collaboration. But listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube.
Yeah. And watch out for that Eddie Lamb podcast. And also shout out to him. He has a lot of really good content out there. So. Mm-hmm.
But thank you. See us next week, baby. Oh!
Eh?
Videos coming soon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll just say that.
Right.
But cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Merci.